Bonjour et bienvenue dans ce nouvel épisode de Chronicle où aujourd'hui on est en extérieur à la librairie BD Ciné à Toulouse qui nous reçoit pour la venue de Simone Di Meo pour le titre de Power Rangers Mighty Morphin et les Tortues Ninja. Il nous fait le plaisir de répondre à quelques interviews. Hello Simone, how are you?
Hi to all.
For first, I have a few questions for you. The first is, you work on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and the crossover Power Rangers TMNT. Are you a huge fan of this license, or you discover the both license during your work?
Oh, okay. No, I'm a really huge fan. When I was young, I'm a huge fan of Power Ranger. I saw a lot of series and a Ninja Turtle fan. Yes, but sorry, but I prefer Power Rangers. And yeah, Power Ranger is one of my first job in the United States, and some of the Power Rangers series is too much difficult to draw, but I love it. Yeah.
Okay. On Power Rangers, you work with many other people because there are so many names on the cover.
Yeah.
And on crossover Power Rangers TMNT, you just work alone or with Alessio Zono.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I don't say the good name. What does the difference for you, and who work on what on this series?
Yeah, I'm working alone for the first issue, and after that, I'm a teacher in an art school in my city, and Alessio is one of my my favorite guy in a class, and I grab it to help me with background. To ink all the background of the issues, and yeah, I'm really love working on team in a studio with my friend to talk about the work and I have so much energy with when I work with other people.
Okay.
But for this crossover I'm work alone with an incredible cover of Dan Mora.
Always in a mix of things like this crossover, how is to mix Power Rangers and TMNT? All both are their own code. Ryan Parrott work on the Power Rangers series since the first issue. How did you work on mix this both series? Did you talk with someone on Power Rangers or TMNT, like Kevin Eastman or other people?
No, I'm completely free. I talk with my editor, Daphna Pleban, and Ryan, to create a new suite for Power Rangers and for Ninja Turtles, and yeah, completely free. I have a little fix from Hasbro and Nickelodeon, but no Eastman, only Ryan.
You work on it like a little children with these toys. You make your own send back.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are a very dynamic style. I'll see all the page on TMNT Power Rangers was digitally created, except the Mighty Shredder Rangers green. It's your choice. Why?
But the choice is only economic. I have when I have to draw a big page, it's a good idea to realize in traditional to sell. I have sell in I think really 5 minutes the original page. I'm happy.
We know three people,
yeah,
include me.
Yeah.
We have on the page.
Oh really?
I say F-Sync and oh desperate.
Sorry.
No problem. Each character you draw on this crossover have their own style. The TMNT have the mask, the Power Rangers have the hoodie, Trader have this own style. How did you make this style? How did you work on this style?
Oh, it's this is the really difficult part because Ninja Turtles it's American and Power Ranger it's Japanese, and the design is really different and mix it's so hard. I try to work on a face of the turtles to adapt her on the series to create a good mix, and after the first issues I think to find a way, but the first issue is so strong. Yeah.
Okay, the script was already wrote when you received, and you just draw this script, or you have a chance to say, here I see more different or less like that. How is it to work to Ryan?
50-50. More pages are perfect with direction, with all the panel, the script, and all and other pages are too much free, with especially when the character fighting. To Ryan write to me to create the best direction that I prefer, and yeah, I think it's the best solution to work in the this way. Yeah.
Okay. On the script of TMNT Power Rangers, many times Shredder say, "I have a powerful allies in a on a other dimension," and Rita say on the issue 5, "Go to the dimension X." When come Power Rangers TMNT 2?
I don't know. Really, I don't know.
It's possible to see.
I think Ryan it's prepared to this, but I don't know.
I really want to see you and your heart on a Krang and this armor. It's so amazing. I imagine.
Thanks.
Talking about collaboration, like Ryan and you. The first issue of We Only Find Them When They Dead is
so
just
long.
Out and so long, but it's so long and so good. But it's your baby with Halloween. Can we talk about, because we have only one issue?
This is the first time that I create a universe with my ideas, with my completely style, and with incredible writer. I'm a huge fan of Al Ewing. I read all her stuff, his stuff. Sorry. I'm really excited about the first issue. More people like my work, and I'm really happy. Before the release, I'm a little scared. This is the first time for me when I create all the characters, all the universe. But yeah, I'm a really fan of sci-fi genre. I think it's my favorite. I'm really happy.
Yeah, you. This series was on the universe with a ship and gods.
Yeah.
And we don't talk so much because we can spoil.
Yeah. Exactly. In the first issue, I think it's a presentation of the universe. Yeah. Only spoiler.
And why you say sci-fi is your
favorite
love universe?
Yeah.
This series was an ongoing miniseries. Do you have already the end or not again?
I don't read the end. I read the second arc. It's crazy. it's a long series, 15 issues.
Okay.
Yeah, three arc. And I think it's the best way to for a great story, not too much long.
Like on the TMNT Power Rangers, you make a 50-50 or just Halloween at the priority on the on this universe?
No. When I work on this, I work on only on this, and after I prepare the We Only Find Them.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mesh the two series. This is for the same publisher, and yeah, publisher take me schedules perfect with all through the project, and yeah, I'm happy.
Okay. It's a good good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. For have all my focus on only one series. Yeah.
Okay. I have two questions after is the end.
Yeah.
The first is have you got a project or series between We Only Find Then or other? And what is your future?
I don't know. I'm work for DC in this moment for some covers or interiors, but for now my priority and focus is We Only Find Them. I have another years and half or two of work on this series, and after this, I don't know.
Okay. And my last question is just personally, because
yeah.
I really love the turtle on this cursor.
Okay,
if someone asks you, can you draw the main ongoing series? Are you interested of that?
Yeah, of sure. But I don't talk about it with IDW. I'm working for the crossover with Boom Studios, and I don't know if IDW is interesting. Really.
If someone asks,
maybe.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks for your time.
No problem, it's a pleasure.
Merci beaucoup. C'était le Chronicle. Et comme d'habitude, vous pouvez nous retrouver sur toutes nos plateformes. À bientôt. Salut.